Good morning. We are in Newcastle. The sun is shining. And I'm with Anne Moorland from Tourism NI. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You know, how lucky are you that I arrive on a day when it is bright and hot and sunny and beautiful, when practically every other morning on the radio we've been talking to holiday reps and to travel agents about how you get away from this place to see some sunshine. You must have had a very difficult summer as a Tourism NI representative this summertime.
Well, indeed. You're challenged with the weather, there's no doubt, but I think Northern Ireland, when people are holding at home, and indeed the visitors, they nearly know to expect a bit of mixed weather. But we've sort of tried to ensure that there's a whole breadth of events and festivals and activity going on, that we can keep them entertained, and I think that's part of what we do and do well.
Is there enough indoor activity, or has there been enough indoor activity over the last 6 weeks for those who are off school?
Well, there's lots, and again, through the local authorities, they have a fantastic array of activities that you do within their own leisure centres, and of course we've a breadth of visitor attractions right across Northern Ireland, and some of them are fantastic. Obviously, Belfast and the Titanic, and indeed the Causeway Coast is marvellous. But again, if you want that great outdoors, there's no better destination than the Nurrien Mhoirne and this whole area right along that east coast. People put on the Mac and get out and enjoy it, whether it's walking, cycling, fishing, just getting out and relaxing and resting up is fabulous for them.
I must say, I'm going to endorse what you're saying, because I've personal experience of this week. I'm at work every morning when I get up, I'm tiptoeing out of the house so as I don't wake a guest we have in the house who's from Madrid, and when I come home in the evening, she's probably not arrived back from having an action-packed, fun-filled, rock and roll, move and groove day with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And they're both in their early 20s, and they've been to all the attractions during mm-hmm. the course of the week that you've mm-hmm. mentioned, including going to the top of Slieve Donard. And she has thoroughly enjoyed herself. Mm-hmm. Now, she has been saying, of course, that she's disappointed with the weather. If you're coming away from, 25 to 35 degrees of heat to mm-hmm. this, and you're bronze and you're suntanned and you like hot weather, this is going to be a disappointment up until today. But there is so much to do, and that genuine feedback that I'm getting is really positive.
Indeed, I would agree with you as well, Frank. And I suppose over the last number of years, we have been successful in trying to bring in the large major global events. And they give us that opportunity to showcase overseas for our international visitors coming in what Newcastle has to offer, and indeed the wider Northern Ireland. And the things like the Giro, the success in 2014 of that, and indeed more recently the Irish Open here, where we had sell-out crowds. But it's the fact that that audience is seeing that right across, the world, and they can see the fantastic landscapes that we have, and indeed the animation that we can give to our natural fabric that is this particular area, and indeed across Northern Ireland. And with sellout crowds and people excited, it gives that sense of pride, and that's something that we're very keen to. Not only are we here to fund events, but we're here to make sure that we sort of try and deliver on that wider thing, to showcase Northern Ireland as a fantastic place to live, work, play, socialise, and indeed come and invest in. So those are sort of key areas that we sort of look to, as well as helping people deliver events like the successful Festival Flight that's here in Newcastle.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a weekend, but I did mention to Kieran from the hotel, if the Euro's at 70p,
absolutely,
it's tough for you.
It is. It's a challenge, there's no doubt indeed. And I think that's the added value that we have to look. I mean, I would say that, the results are looking very favourable for the accommodation sector right up to June. They're actually performing very, very well. And indeed, the results that we had, from the Irish Open perspective, and again, our close-to-home market being ROI, has delivered very, very well, with 33% from out-of-state visitors, which is fantastic and was above what we were anticipating. And with a sell-out crowd like that, people were still coming across, which is marvellous. And I think the hotels like the Slieve Donard and indeed the Burndale and the wider accommodation stock across Northern Ireland offer that added value. And we have a great industry development strategy within Tourism NI, and our teams work very, very well with all the industry sectors to make sure that they're building their capacity. And it's not always about the pound to spend, but it's about the value that they get for that pound. It's that touch that we have in Northern Ireland. We're all about making sure that we deliver in terms of our 2020 programme for government, where we're looking to challenge to bring £1 billion of revenue in, and we believe tourism can do that. It can deliver both economic benefit, but also jobs. We're hoping that 50,000 people will be employed by 2020, and again, we're some way down that road. I think currently we're sitting about £800 million of economic benefits. So that's fantastic. And it's sort of, hopefully, we're moving in the right direction on that.
So we have the golf attractions, we have the Causeway, we have the Titan, we have Belfast and indeed the museums and whatever that are around there. We have the lakes of Fermanagh, we have the mountains of Mourne, we have the Spurrans. I'm just thinking of some of the highlights, Derry's Walls, etc. But are there certain areas of Northern Ireland that are untapped gems that you guys could do more to promote, to have people going to?
Well, I know our development teams are working with all the destinations to pick those, to pick out those hidden treasures that we can tell the stories and the whole heritage behind them. But again, too, I suppose from my perspective, the work that I do is working with the major bids to attract those global events like the Giro d'Italia. I mean, we all remember the pink that was all over Northern Ireland, and that was
amazing. Was that your fault?
Well, I was certainly contributed to it.
That's what's going to get you the OBE, isn't it?
No, I certainly contributed to it. But certainly, you know, the Italians did tell us that they had never witnessed anything like it. In all of the years of the year.
They wanted pink. You were the woman who was behind the dressing of the pink.
Well, we certainly put together a fantastic programme, but I couldn't take ownership at all. We had fantastic partnership across all the local authorities and across departments as well, and working with a massive team to deliver that, to make sure people got what the Giro was all about. And the animation that created across Northern Ireland was a spectacle, really, you know, and that helps sell us. It helps demonstrate that we can put on those global events. And, you know, I work within the bid team, so we are always challenging ourselves to look forward to what's in the future. We have the Gulf again in 2017, and obviously the Open is going to be announced the year that it'll happen in. So that, again, you know, the Gulf spend, you know, for a normal visitor spending £1, the Gulf visitor spends £4. So, you know, our investment is well proportionate in that regard.
Let me ask you one question, a wee bit left field, just before you go, because this crosses my mind when I'm driving past it. And I think, I wonder, what do the tourist people think of this? And if you look to Dublin, the number of events that happen in Croke Park, the number of people who are bums on seats in Croke Park for whatever event is on, anything from a hurling match to a festival to a pop concert to you know, American football, it's just incredible what happens in that stadium. As someone who's associated with tourism in Northern Ireland, do you ever drive past Casement Park and think, this is embarrassing?
Well, I suppose I have to leave that to the politicians. It's a job that I can't and have an input in, and we're challenged with it, there's no doubt. We do have stadia, and the development of stadia would be fantastic and certainly would add to it, but we do have some fantastic indoor and outdoor arenas that we do use very successfully. And again, too, in terms of the capacity, yes, that's something that we're sometimes limited in. But I think events that we've been able to deliver in terms of whether it was MTV, you know, in Belfast some years back, and indeed the Irish Open or indeed the Giro, you know, there are other venues that we can use in. But I agree with you, I would love to see, you know, a conclusion to that, and a satisfactory one for everybody. That would mean that, you know, we would have those sort of scale of events that we could bring in and deliver well.
If you don't get the OBE for dressing the country in pink, you will get it for your diplomacy. Anne, thank you.
Thanks, pleasure.
Anne Merlin from Tourism NI.